Well, good morning. It is Terrific Tuesday, day two of the 2024 Spring Share-a-thon here at Mater Dei Radio. I am Brian Howell here from Salt and Light Catholic Radio next door in Boise, Idaho, here all week, and so glad to do so. And wow, we had a terrific...
No.
Oh, we had a marvelous Monday.
Yes. There you go.
But it's Terrific Tuesday now.
That's today.
But we were extremely blessed. We had great guests yesterday that were very inspiring. The phones were ringing off the hook. And we just want to thank everybody who gave yesterday and started this spring share-a-thon off on such a high note. So we want to start fast and finish strong.
And we did start fast. Oh, my goodness. It was blazing yesterday.
Get
it, blazing. That's right.
I like Brenda Blaze.
But even after we left last night, we had some folks that gave online.
Well, first of all, we lost electricity overnight.
Oh, whoops.
So the whole hill, all of Sylvan Hill, lost electricity yesterday. So, and that happened overnight. And Aaron gets on an Uber, comes up here, gets us back on in time, right between the Mass and the Rosary. We didn't skip a beat, thanks to Aaron. So, hats off to Aaron helping us out and our lady. Of course, she came in as well. And we've got several other people we want to thank, Brian. Want to thank Loretta in Battleground, Washington. Goes to St. John the Evangelist and Sacred Heart in Battleground. She got in, and thank you so much for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. Also, Martha here in Portland at Holy Rosary Parish. Thank you, Martha, for your generous gift. We heard from Colleen in Beaverton. Thank you, Colleen, for making that online gift at materdeiradio.com. and on the Hail Mary Media app. And Susan in West Lynn, she is challenging all parishioners at St. John the Apostle in Oregon City, challenging all of them. And Brian, get this, Francis from Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, got in with an online gift. Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, goes to St. Paul Roman Catholic Church in Frank, Pennsylvania. So Francis, thank you so much for making that gift. MaterDeiRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. And I think that if my math is right, that's like six states we've got in just one day. So, yeah, how about that?
And we also have six new members to the Mater Dei Radio family. Six
and
people.
Growing.
And we're growing. We would love to have 25, 30 new members to the family. There's plenty of room at the table. So if you've listened to Mater Dei Radio but never taken that courageous step to become a supporter, to become invested in the wonderful ministry that is Mater Dei Radio, please do so today. That number is 888-823-5286. Heck, be the first caller today. If you're a new donor, make sure you let the operator know and get us started off here on this terrific Tuesday. 888-823-5286. Good morning, Brenda.
Well, good morning. I did not have my carpool buddy in, as Pat said, that Aaron, hey, well, all right, there's a way
Thank
to start it. Thank you so
much.
For being
number one.
And so I had my regular drive in this morning. Of course, I was praying on my way in that the power come back on. You know, this equipment sometimes is a little bit sensitive to those kinds of things. But Our Lady, I think she lays her mantle over Mater Dei Radio, and she keeps us protected from all of the weird things that try to get in our way. I'll just call it that. And now we're ready to have a terrific Tuesday. And I think the best way to start off a terrific Tuesday is to head to the hilltop this morning. In fact, we're bringing the hilltop to Mater Dei Radio.
Amen.
Good morning. You recognize that voice? Of course, that is the wonderful Father Odo Recker from Mount Angel Abbey. Good morning. You were up and early, and you said that was nothing for you to be up and early this morning. That's kind of the monk way of life.
Yeah, that's how we live, and monks get up early. That's part of the monastic discipline. We get up and pray and read and drink coffee.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Now, is that the rule that Saint Benedict laid out for you, is to get up early and then drink coffee?
Well, actually, no. Saint Benedict wants you to get up in the middle of the night. And so, well, 5 o'clock is early
it's
enough.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's very dark. And so we pray our first office, which is we call vigils. It's the office of reading, if you're familiar with the Liturgy of the Hours. And we pray that in the dark. It's a vigil. to greet the sun, greet the day, and offer the day to the Lord. Get us rolling.
So I have been to Mount Angel many times. It is a haven on earth, really. I think that you are closer to heaven when you are there at the hilltop. And I've seen those bells out there. Now, it looks like they're electronic now. They ring on a timer schedule. But I imagine there must have been a time back in the day when a monk was appointed.
Oh, yes. There were days when they were all manual and they were pulling on ropes, and they would have usually the young monks to do that. And they had to do it in a special sequence and all of those things. It was quite a task, actually. And there are still monasteries that still do it manually that way. And something to watch and to see. It's like an orchestra, if you will.
Wow.
And so they're in tune and with the sequential order, and well, they play a little tune, so to speak.
I love it. Play a little tune this morning at Mater Dei Radio. We have a bell in the next room, and so it would be nice this morning if we could get that bell ringing too. And Father Odo, it's just wonderful to have you with us this morning to have a terrific Tuesday.
Absolutely.
I think we're ready for that.
We have a goal, too, of $2,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have some matching funds available as well.
So $2,000 straight match is the goal for this opening hour of Share-a-thon on this Tuesday. That means as soon as somebody calls, you make a donation, it is immediately doubled and given to Mater Dei Radio. That's how nice that works. I love it. You know, we had such a fabulous matching Monday, so we have grown that pot. So we are ready to start working through the rest of the week. So on this terrific Tuesday, you know, sometimes it you know, when the lights go out especially, it's a little dark. Now, we went through this, it's been maybe a year and a half ago. We had a big power outage after a storm, and we got up here to Mater Dei Radio. We were waiting to do the morning show, and there were no lights, and it was dark. And we didn't have any flashlights. We were looking all over in the dark, using our phones, like, to walk around. Yeah, we couldn't find any flashlights or lanterns. So over the last couple share-a-thons, we took care of that. But if you find that you are in the dark on this terrific Tuesday, we have 50 of these. I love these because it looks a whole lot like the water bottle. It is a Faith, Hope, and Love LED flashlight. For the first 50 people who call in with a gift of $75 or more, you're going to get one of these flashlights. You will never lose your way if you've got one of these flashlights.
That's beautiful.
And a map. I think that GPS too. I think that'll do it.
888-823-5286. Let's get those phones ringing this morning. We've already heard it once. Let's hear it twice. In fact, let's fill them all up. We had a couple of phone blitzes yesterday, and that'd be a great way to kick off this terrific Tuesday, is to fill up all of those phone lines right now at 888-823-5286. So, Father Odo, if you could speak about the Benedictine spirituality for those that don't know. It's very regimented, I think, isn't it?
Yes, we live according to a schedule and according to a rule. And the moniker, if you will, for Benedictines is Ora et Labora. So there's a rhythm between prayer and work. And we live in community. So the common life is a big part of that. We're all brothers. It's like a big family. Mm-hmm. The abbot is the father, and Mary is the mother. And there we are, you know, all boys. You can imagine what that's like. Anyway, so there we are, and we're about 50 monks in our monastery. So, you know, there's plenty of people to play with. Let's put it that way. And plenty of people to work with and pray with. And I would say, you know, we're a happy family. But the spirituality is one of, first and foremost, prayer. And then, secondarily, it becomes a thing of love in the community. And that includes things such as hospitality and our openness to do whatever it is that the local church is in need of through history, the Benedictines have been strong missionaries. They've been educators, and they've been, you know, craftsmen, farmers, all of these things that they have been at the forefront of for 1,500 years. Wow. And so, you know, the Benedictines are honestly the oldest order in the church. And they've been following the rule of Saint Benedict now for 1,500 years. We follow it. We have some adaptations for our day, our time, and our place, but we still follow the same rule. It's like following the gospel. Hey, we follow the gospel. We follow the rule. We pray the rosary. We talk to our mother, our father. We talk to our brother Jesus and one another. And we behave ourselves, and we work hard, and we play hard, and we're a happy bunch.
Wow. Sounds like heaven on earth.
Wow. Praying hard and playing hard monks. I didn't know that was the way it went, but that's a beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that way of life. Now, I've heard also some of the monks say it's ora et labora et labora. At Labora. Sometimes there's a lot of work. And I asked once, I said, you know, to have such a regimented life, I mean, doesn't it feel just like, you know, you have no control over anything, that it's always somebody telling you what you have to do next? And the monk told me, he said, it is incredibly freeing.
Oh, yes.
To have a regimented life like
that.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. You don't worry about those things. What's next? Oh, there's the bell. Here we go. The voice of God. That's what we call our bell when it's time for prayer. And so we head to church and we pray. We do it six times a day, plus a mass. And so it's a day that's a rhythm. We go through this rhythm of prayer and work. And you know, it's not an interruption. It's just the rhythm that we have. Some people, you know, they kind of look at those things as interruptions, but hey, it's what we do. I mean, it's what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so some people are, you know, they're, well, they say, I don't have time to pray. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You have to just make it a priority, and you have to build it into your life schedule, and you do it. And you do it all day long. So, you know, make every act that you do a prayer. Jesus is there. You are living in the presence of God. And so it's no problem to be speaking to God in your heart. He is in you. Get it together.
Get it together. That's right. I love it. You heard it here this morning. That is Father Odo Recker. He is from Mount Angel Abbey. Get it together, Pat, would you?
I am doing my best. I tell you what, that gets me fired up. That gets me going this morning. You know what else gets me going? My pastor. I heard from my pastor, Father Martin King, over at St. Thomas More Parish. Thank you, Father King, very much. He is dedicating a prayer request for all the children in our Catholic schools. So if you're on your way to school today, know that Father King is praying for you. And we are praying for you, too. And before you head out the door, it might be a good time to pick up the phone and give us a call, 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286, because this hour, we have got a $2,000 match, meaning we are matching every single gift, including Father King's dollar for dollar. So if you've been waiting for a match, we're starting with a match. It's a 222 Tuesday, and we got $2,000 in straight match, dollar for dollar match between now and the top of the hour. So let's do it. Let's bring it all in. Currently, we have 1,400 in, or 600 in, 1,400 to go.
Okay.
1,400 to go. So
great
600
start.
In, 14. Yeah, great start to the hour. But we want to bring it all in the barn. You know, we got to bring all the hay into the barn, and we need your help to do it. 888-823-5286, MatreDayRadio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.
I love it when Pat talks Texas.
Oh, isn't?
I love it.
Because he's been doing that ciphering, right, in Texas.
Yeah, bring it into the barn. Let's do it.
I love it. Oh, Father Odo joining us today. Now, Father Odo, I have a question that I want to talk to you about, because as a parent, I've raised children within the faith, and vocation is important. And we talk to them often about, you know, you've got to ask God about what He has in store for you. God's plan for you is so much bigger than what you could possibly dream.
And it's so much better than what you can dream up.
So when you have somebody coming going, I don't know, God's just not talking to me. I ask Him what I'm supposed to do. I can't hear Him. He's not speaking to me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What do you tell them?
I say, shut up and listen.
I thought you were going to say shut up and dance, but listen.
You know, it is. It's a thing where silence and the silence of your heart, the Lord speaks. And the Lord speaks in many, many, many ways. It might be through someone else who would say something to you that would lead you forward. It can be the circumstances of your life. There are lots of things that can move you, and the Lord speaks to you. So listen, observe, be quiet. You know, that's it.
The youth are just so bombarded with noise in today's culture that people are not comfortable in silence. We even see it at Mass sometimes back home where the priest is sitting there, his eyes are closed, you know, all the dishes are done after communion, but you're sitting there in silence trying to reflect, and people are kind of fidgety. They don't like to be in silence for some reason, and the youth especially. And so if you can just quiet your mind and sit in silence, and like Father Odo said, just listen.
Listen, that's right.
And sometimes that's hard for young people to do.
Well, we don't want it, though, to be too quiet around
Monster
Day. In fact, quiet on the radio would be a bad thing to be happening, because we would not be able to get the message out that God wants us to be. We have a mission here at Monster Day Radio. We have to spread the word and the light of Christ to all of the people in this area, and now through the app, through our streaming around the world. That's what we're able to do here at Mater Dei Radio. Also, what we don't want in the morning here at Mater Dei Radio doing Share-a-thon are quiet phones. We actually do want the phones ringing a lot this morning. So now is the time to start calling. $2,000 straight match, dollar for dollar. Father Odo is here. If you have ever been to Mount Angel Abbey, you know what a special place it is. So make a pledge during Father Odo's hour. This is a pledge to support Mater Dei Radio on behalf of Mount Angel Abbey. You know, they work so hard. They pray for the world.
Amen.
You pray for the whole world. And you said 50 monks there. That's incredible.
49 today.
49. And then add on to that all of these seminarians that are coming through. I mean, there's a lot of people up on the hilltop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've been training men for the diocesan priesthood for 135 years now. Hey, this is that's our number one job. Besides prayer, it becomes number two. And so, yeah, we look forward to having the men come. They are blessed by being with us. And they learn something. It's a wonderful place to grow in the Lord and become a holy priest. You know, we heard from Father Martin King. He's an alumnus of ours going back, 30 years or something? And so half the priests in this diocese, I'm sure, archdiocese, have been at Mount Angel Seminary. And all around the West, we have been serving priests, 70 different dioceses over our history. That's a lot of priests in a lot of places, and it's a lot of people that are touched through the ministry that the monks provide, not only in their prayer, but with our priestly formation program at Mount Angel Seminary. It's a big deal. We are dedicated to it, and we're there to do it.
Well, Father Odo, you're a big deal. And we are so appreciative of you being with us this morning and spending your time here at Mater Dei Radio. All right, so we are going to go into a break. Now is the time to get that call and pledge in. To ring us at 888-823-5286. Go online to materdeiradio.com. You can also make a safe and secure pledge through the app, the Hail Mary Media app. We're going to go into a break, and then we're going to be back with Father Odo Recker from Mount Angel Abbey. So stay with us. Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Renew your hope.
888-823-5286, the number to call, 888-823-5286, or you can make that safe, secure donation online at materdeiradio.com, or use the free Hail Mary Media app. In this hour, to kick off this terrific Tuesday, we have dollar-for-dollar matching funds up to $2,000. We had an incredible Monday, and we're looking to get terrific Tuesday off on the right foot. So please give us a call, 888-823-5286. And with our theme, Father Odo, being Renew Your Hope, what does that mean to you? What does hope mean to you personally?
Hope means that we put our anchor into heaven. And there we hold tight. Hold tight, because the Lord is going to pull us in. And so that hope is something of a sense of assurance, not presumption, but just kind of knowing, and in the midst of trouble and all of those things, just, Lord, you got things in your hands, and you're going to take care of it. You're going to take care of it.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
There's a lot of commotion going on out there, Father Odo.
Speaking of taking care of us, yeah, that's
right.
Ringing of the bell.
Your message of hope has definitely got a hold of somebody who has called in a very substantial donation. We thank you very much for that. I love it. I couldn't help. Now, I know that there are the images of, you know, faith, hope, and love. And hope is an anchor.
Well, yes, indeed. In fact, that's a great symbol of hope. And it keeps us steady. It keeps us from going astray, from drifting too far. It keeps us focused, and it keeps us close. And so that hope is something that is a gift. It's one of those theological virtues conferred at baptism. And we renew all the time, and we want the Lord to know that we need it, and we are trusting in Him. Our hope is in you, Lord. Our hope is in you, and that's we. You don't disappoint.
Amen. Boy, Father, thank you so much. I just can't help but think about, you know, ships that are anchored, right? And the storms come and the winds blow, but that anchor holds you steady. And I love just that idea of anchoring ourselves to our Lord. Mater Dei Radio Spring Share-a-thon, Father Odo Recker from Mount Angel Abbey joining us this morning. Wise, wise words indeed. So let's see if we can get those bells ringing some more. Let's see if we can get the phones going. Of course, online, you can make that safe and secure donation. What portion of that can you take? Now, last we heard, we were at $1,400 left in this hour. I'm sure we have taken a big chunk out of that, but I have not heard yet that we have reached the goal. So we need to continue to get there, because Father Odo needs to be able to drive back to Mount Angel Abbey. Abbot Jeremy is going to go, all right, Father Odo, now we sent you out there to represent the Abbey. How did you do? Father Odo cannot go back and say, yeah, we were a little short.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could say that, but I don't want to.
Okay. Oh, let's keep calling in then. 888-823-5286.
Yeah, and that little bell that you just heard, that was an online donation. So we've been getting a few of those this morning as well. And you can, if you don't want to call in, you can use that safe and secure payment gateway online. Just go to our website, moderndayradio.com. You can also find it through our free Hail Mary media app. And you can help support this ministry that's been going on for roughly 35 years, serving the greater Pacific Northwest. And it has been serving, and it's been serving really well, spreading the message, spreading the good news, but it hasn't nearly been around as long as Mount Angel Abbey has. Father Odo, I am an alumni of Mount Angel Seminary, and when you walked in, you're wearing a very stylish hat with your clerics. I just wanted to kind of briefly touch on with our listeners here. A lot of people don't really know that much about seminary or the process there. You know, we pray for our seminarians, we send them off to the hilltop, and they come back hopefully holier and better people. But one of the many hats that you wear is that of formation director. Can you explain for the people of God what exactly that means? What does that look like? Kind of practically speaking, how do you help our young men discern priesthood while they're at seminary?
Well, every seminarian has a formation director as well as a spiritual director, and they meet with each of them every 2 weeks, and it's a thing of reviewing what's going on in their life, in their heart, and where are their problems and where are their successes, to give encouragement, to give advice, to challenge the seminarian to grow in the virtues and to grow in the different ways that are required for seminary formation. You know, it's more than prayer. It's more than a spiritual life. It's also an intellectual life, so there's that dimension of formation. There's a pastoral formation that is part of seminary training. And then there's also what we call the human dimension. We have what we call four pillars. There are four pillars of formation, and they are human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral. And in each of those areas, we want you to be formed. We want you to be able to serve the people of God well, because you have been formed in these ways. It's important that they be holy men, that they would be learned men to a certain degree, that they be sensitive to their people in pastoral skills, and that they're approachable, nice, good, happy people. We want to be a happy people of God.
Hallelujah. Well, I know all the priests in the Diocese of Boise that have come through Mount Angel are exactly that. So we've got some very holy, wonderful priests that have come out of Mount Angel Seminary. So we appreciate everything you do there.
This room is full of happy people of God. I got to tell you, it is. Yeah. And you're right, Father. It's the joy. It's spreading that joy, and that's what we do every single day, spreading hope and joy and helping us along the way. Kathleen at St. Patrick's in Canby. Kathleen, thank you so much. She is actually sponsoring, I believe it's her granddaughter, Avery, in Riverside, Illinois, and she loves the Morning Blend with Brenda. Doesn't say anything. It says, I love the Morning Blend with Brenda.
Oh, and we love you too. Thank you so much. I think they just dropped the
Yeah, I know what they meant. All right. Hey, thanks to Jerry and Gladstone. Thank you so much for that gift. Goes to St. John the Apostle in Oregon City. We appreciate that very, very much. And getting in online, we heard from our friend Janice at St. Anthony's in Tigard. Janice, great to hear from you at MontreDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. But we'd like to hear that phone ring. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. If you are feeling happy, if you are feeling hopeful, if you are feeling joyful, pick up that phone and give us a call. There you go.
I like it. We recently, I actually heard from somebody who was also saying, boy, that Morning Blend team, they're really you know, not what I expected on a Catholic radio station. They're very happy. They talk about a lot of things. And they said, I like Pat because he always talks about baseball.
Yes.
Well, I am hooked. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I did want to update you on the match. So we had a $2,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Still a little bit left on that, $300 to go. Okay. So we haven't exhausted the whole thing. And we want to get the whole thing. These are goals that we set for every hour. And we don't want Father Odo to leave here sad. We want him to be happy. Yes. Oh. Okay, so let's get there.
So it's
$300 to go.
It's up to us. It's up to us to make sure Father Odo is happy. I think that he'd still be a happy soul if we made our goals or not. But, well, we just want to be able to send him down the road, smiling, singing probably a little bit, and then ready to be there in time for prayer when you get back to the hilltop. So let's make Father Odo happy this morning. We're going to go into a break in a few minutes. So let's fill it up. Yeah, we've got time. So let's give us a call. You know, maybe your kids are starting to rouse a little bit. You've got to get them to school here pretty soon. You know, Father Odo said, you have to make time. You have to schedule these things. And so, you know, we look at our calendar through the day. It's like, okay, well, I've got to do this at noontime today, whatever. I've got an appointment. So I can get all of these things done before I get to that appointment. Well, instead of that appointment every day at noontime, mark down prayer. And if you make that a priority at noontime, then you can look at it and say, okay, here's my schedule today. I have to pray at noon.
That's right.
So here's what I'm going to be able to get done before then. Or if it's getting close to noon and you look at it and you go, oh, I don't want to start that project yet because I'm going to pause at noontime to pray. That's the way you make it a priority. Just like any other thing. You know, we look at what's important in our lives and we make those a priority. Well, what could be more important than our Catholic faith? That should be the light that guides everything that we do throughout the day. So we must make that a priority, and we must make sure that our schedules, well, it lines up with all of those things. I've heard from parents before who'll say, Sundays are so difficult. The kids just complain about having to get up and go to church, and I just don't know how to get them to stop. And I said, well, maybe somewhere along the line, they learned that if they complained enough, they can get out from, you know, get from going to church. And if you recognize with your kids, no, church is the priority on Sunday. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you kick and scream. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is who we are, and we cannot change who we are. And so it is a priority. Mater Dei Radio has been a part of Portland community for 34 years. For 34 years, we went on the air and we have been praying the rosary. We pray the rosary three times a day here at Mater Dei Radio on the air. We pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet three times a day. You hear the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass three times a day. There's no other radio station in the Portland area that you're going to hear that. Not even close. So will you not make Mater Dei Radio a priority in your life and pledge now? Give us a call. We've got $300. What portion of $300? Look, if you pledge at $75, you're going to get the flashlight on this terrific Tuesday. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. A flashlight. Faith, hope, you can find it with this flashlight. 888-823-5286.
So before we go to break, Father Odo, with going back to the theme of renew your hope, how are we Catholics able to renew the hope of others? What are some things that we should be doing to provide that?
Give people encouragement and remind them of the presence of Christ, the love of God, and His intention for you is always love, good. It is always for you to be with Him in heaven forever and ever. That's God's desire for us. He created us for Himself that we might be with Him and he could enjoy eternity with God, our Father. Wow. What a good thing.
Absolutely.
What a good thing. It is a good thing indeed.
But we have to get it together first.
Get it together.
Get it together.
Come on, people. Get it
together. Listen up.
As one of my really good friends, who is now a priest down in Orange County, and we went through some time of formation together, what you said just reminds me of what he always said. Just be normal. Be normal. And there's no better way to be normal than to live out our faith. And you can help others to live out their faith and to better understand their faith, to discover their faith and grow in faith. Call now, 888-823-5286. We're going to take a little break here. It gives you a perfect time to call in and still listen to the words of wisdom from Father Odo Recker, monk of Mount Angel Abbey. He wears so many hats, and we're so thankful to have him here with us today. 888-823-5286. Don't go anywhere. It's the Spring Share-a-thon at Modern Day Radio.
888-823-5286. We heard the phone ring as we went into break. We're not sure what that amount came in, so we don't want to take for granted that that got us to that $300 that we had left. There's an online gift. Thank you so much. ModernDayRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app, which is absolutely free to download to your smart device. So we need to continue to hear those phones ring here in the final 16 minutes of this hour. 888-823-5286. Patrick Ryan.
Yeah, we got to thank you. Want to get out online making a gift? This is a great testimony. Thanks to Jeanette in Salem. Goes to St. Joseph in Salem, one of our recent parishes of the week. She said, I'm a convert to Catholicism in 2004 and often listen to Catholic Answers. Then after converting and learning the rosary with the help of the Marian Prayer Center, our friends Joyce and John over there, I often listen to Matre Day Radio to pray the rosary. Thanks. And thank you, Jeanette, for making that online gift at ModernDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app. But
that's beautiful.
You know, that three rosaries every day is the cornerstone of our ministry. It's what we do. We're a rosary apostolate and being able to do that. Father Odo was talking all about prayer and making time for prayer. And, you know, what better way to come together, unite all of our prayers under that rosary three times each and every day. And then every time, this is one of our, I think, one of the most touching things we do. Following the rosary at all three broadcasts, we have prayers for the deceased. And it is so important. We hear from people how much comfort they get from that, knowing that we're praying for their loved ones or their friends. And it's an honor for us to do that. And you make it possible with your gift at 888-823-5286. 34 years plus of the rosary, because that's how this ministry started back in the 40s as a rosary apostolate. And we're still going strong with it, thanks to you, Jeanette, and that online gift. All right. $200 more to go between now and the top of the hour for that $2,000 match. We're getting really close, but we need your help to get there. So pick up that phone, give us a call, or go online and ModernDayRadio.com and the Hail Mary Media app, and let's get the internet going.
So for those who might be new to Modern Day Radio, Pat, when does the rosary play here on these blessed airwaves?
So we air the rosary at 6 a.m., and then we air the rosary at 6:30 p.m.,
okay.
And then at 11 p.m.
Nice.
I believe that's right, yeah. I'm already in bed, thanks to having to get up at 4 in the morning. So.
You know, and Pat, of course, that is when the rosary is aired on Mater Day Radio, but
right,
we have been talking about
this.
Oh,
yeah.
You can download the Hail Mary Media app. It's absolutely free.
Good
and
reminder.
The number one download of all of the information, all of the prayers, everything we have on that app, the number one is the rosary with Archbishop Sample. That is the number one audio. So
that's how I pray the rosary.
Yeah.
I let Archbishop
it's beautiful.
Do it. Yeah.
You know, Pat,
it.
We talked about this last year, 2023. I set out to pray the rosary.
Yeah.
So I downloaded the app and I started playing that every single day. That was my goal. And I did it. But what's weird now, Pat, is, and talk about making time for the things that are important, every time I get into my car, my mind says,
play the rosary. The rosary.
Whether or not it's the time that I have to pray the rosary, but that's it. Then it's that habit in my mind now that says, car, rosary.
And it makes you a better driver.
I'd like to think so. Sometimes, even in Portland, though, it's hard to remain calm. Even when you're praying the rosary, it's a little crazy out there. So that's also a reminder, just slow down. The goal is to get there safely. And unfortunately, like yesterday morning, so many of the volunteers and Aaron and I, we all got caught in traffic because of a terrible accident. Obviously, the cars were going very, very fast when you look at the damage that happened.
Mm.
The goal is to get to where you need to be safely. And our goal, get to heaven. And
Amen.
our goal for this hour is to get $200, Father Odo. So we've got to get these phones ringing. 888-823-5286. That's the number to call. We'd love it when you use the app to make your pledge. We love to hear the dings when people go to MontrodayRadio.com. But we really get excited when we hear the phone ring. We've got that phone right here in the studio. That's what it sounds like. Thank you so much. So let's get this $200. Yeah, somebody's listening right now. They said, I can make that pledge. Give us a call right now and just let's get this taken off so that way Father Odo is ready to go back to the hilltop with a smile. He'll go back smiling anyway, I have a feeling. But boy, knowing that we hit this goal, look, this is the first hour of Tuesday. Yesterday, we had goals every hour and we hit every goal. Now, we need to be able to hit these goals each hour from here on out because every hour is assigned an amount because we know what we're going to need throughout this share-a-thon. So how wonderful it would be to get the goal started this morning. That way it makes every other goal for the rest of the day that much easier to attain. What portion of $200 can you call up right now and take in any amount? There are volunteers ready to take your call. You can go online. You can use your app. Whatever way is easiest for you to use right now, now is the time. 888-823-5286.
So, Father Odo, how do we foster vocations to get more young men to join you at Mount Angel Seminary? The culture is very confused, as we know, as we turn on the news. How are we able to get through to these young men to at least consider it, to discern if diocesan priesthood is in the cards for them?
I think it's most important to pray for them, but then also to affirm their desire to serve God and to be men of goodwill, and to ask them to consider, have you considered a vocation? I think you'd make a good priest. I think you'd make a good monk. I think you'd be a good brother. Hey, you know, we hope that everyone would be a good adult person, but, you know, we want people who have the capacity and the potential to listen up to the voice of the Lord in your heart and the voices of the church around you, that you are indeed someone who is called to some kind of ministry, some kind of life in Christ. Don't forget it. You are all called to live in Christ. And so whatever that is, please listen up. And we pray for each other. We support each other. And that's what it takes. Encourage, pray, and tell them they look good in black.
I love it. Man. Well, you know, one of the ways, too, that you can maybe get a feel for what the monastic life is like, if you download the free Hail Mary media app, do you know that you can pray with the monks live?
Yes.
On the app, the stream is up. They stream every day all of the liturgy of the hours that they pray, and you can do that through your app. So I think that is just absolutely perfect. Another great way Mater Dei Radio has created these beautiful partnerships with Mount Angel Abbey. Where would we be without the monks on the hilltop path?
One of my favorite features of the app is actually being able to do that. And sometimes I just like to go and look to see what's going on in the chapel because it's always on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go on there and see people praying, you know, just throughout the day. It's really beautiful to see. Hey, also, I want to let you know, we went over on the match.
Fantastic.
We have gone over. We've got the goal, and putting us over the top, Claire in Malala. Claire, thank you so much for giving us a call at 888-823-5286. She goes to St. James, beautiful parish there in Malala, and she's challenging everybody listening in Malala or Mount Angel to make a call right now at 888-823-5286. But we did it. We got the whole $2,000 to start this Tuesday. We are hitting those hourly goals just left and right. I love it. Fantastic. Thank you, Father Odo.
Hey, thank you, God.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, and the way that God's blessing works, you know, this was a matching hour, so dollar for dollar. So people pledged $2,000. We went over. That was matched dollar for dollar. So that was $4,000 for Mater Dei Radio. That's the way that match works. How about that?
That is awesome. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Or go online, materdeiradio.com, or use the free Hail Mary Media app. Wow. Well, as we wrap up with you, Father Odo, I mean, I guess just to get those people encouraged to continue to make that phone ring throughout this terrific Tuesday, the importance of Mater Dei Radio to the Portland community. What's it meant to you personally, and what does it mean to this community for 34 years?
You know, we have a fleet of cars at the monastery. And so a car, if you need a car, you ask for one, and it's assigned to you. And many, many times I get in the car and the radio is set to Mater Dei Radio. It's just the monks are gravitating to the app and to the prayer that they find, the good Christian guidance and the love that they feel coming right through their radio. Love through the radio. Well, heavens, that is more good than I know how to do.
Oh, you are good for the soul, for sure. And, you know, we actually do have a couple minutes. I'm glad we have this opportunity. Father, can you give us an update? You had been talking to us about a saint that you have, is on the path to sainthood, should say. That it's, where is that at? Kind of remind our listeners about that.
Well, the Blessed Maria Fortunata Vitti is often called the Little Flower, a Benedictine Little Flower. She was a sister who died in the 1920s, in her 90s. But she went into the monastery after she had sort of raised up all her brothers and sisters. Her parents were gone, and she was, young, 10, 12 years old. And she kind of took on the task of being there, of taking care of the household for her younger siblings, and it allowed the older siblings to get about their lives as well. So she did that, and when everybody was out of the house, she entered the monastery. But she wanted to take the lowest place in the monastery. So she became what they called in those days a lay sister. She did the manual labor. She was cleaning. She worked in sewing and patching clothes and you know, all kinds of manual labor. She was very simple, and she prayed constantly. And after she died, the local townspeople, they knew who this sister was. They would go to her and they'd ask her to pray for them, and she would. Well, after she died, they kept going to her. And all of a sudden, these miracles are happening. And so after a few years, they said, this lady is, you know, really something special. And so they began the cause for her beatification. And so they started that, she was beatified in 1967. Our monks got involved in it because we had monks studying in Rome at the time. The sister Fortunata was at the monastery in Italy, And she was one who was, well, attentive to the prayer. She was very humble, and she just dedicated herself to praying for others. And so that's what she did, and that's what she's still doing. And so, you know, through the years, certain things happened. There had been ups and downs in people promoting the cause for canonization. Mount Angel has been involved with that through our publications going back into the 1940s. And so in doing that, we have continued to encourage people to pray for her beatification and now her canonization. And so I have prayer cards available. People want them. Just contact me at Mount Angel Abbey, and I'll send them to you, and you can spread them around and pray for those miracles. That's what we need. She needs another miracle in order for her cause to go forward and that she become part of the calendar of the Catholic Church, the universal calendar.
All right. Well, we need a miracle. Miracles happen all the time. And so please contact Father Odo for those prayer cards. I believe last time you were here, you brought several of them. I have one on my desk. So, yeah, pray. Make it a priority and pray. So, Father Odo, it's just been such a wonderful hour this morning with you. You made us a priority in your schedule, and we are just so very appreciative. We got that goal, and we are moving on to the next hour. So, thank you very, very much. Before we go, will you end this hour in a prayer and your blessing?
Lord, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the response of your faithful people to the invitation to be part of this ministry through their contributions in this share-a-thon. We thank you for the love that you show us and the happiness that you give us. We thank you for the hope that is restored and renewed every day by your love. Hear the prayers that we have today as we pray for our loved ones, pray for ourselves, and pray for the success of Mater Dei Radio. In Jesus' name, and we pray with Mary in the name of Jesus Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you and take care of you.
Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer, Father Odo. Amen indeed. Don't go anywhere. Our pledge drive is still going strong. Spring Share-a-thon, 888-823-5286. We have another guest coming in next, so stick with us and continue to help support this incredible radio ministry, Spring Share-a-thon at Mater Dei Radio.